What's up, everyone? It's Nurse Blake, and welcome to my podcast. This is my husband, Brett.
Hi there.
Brett with two T's.
Two T's.
B-R-E-T-T.
Yeah.
It's so fancy.
Thank you.
I love it.
I am so excited that you invited me to be your co-host this season or episode or however long.
Season?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
How long is a season?
I don't even know how long a podcast is. I'm not even sure. How long is a podcast? 20 minutes? Is it an hour?
I don't know. We're going to find out. I'm looking forward to just hanging out with my husband.
We do know it's going to be every week.
Yep.
We still don't have a title.
Our working title is...
The Nurse Blake Podcast.
It's very original. I at least know that it's not trademarked.
Mm, yeah, right. Sure. I mean, it could be, I don't know, the Foley Catheter Insertion Podcast. The Call Light Podcast.
I have no titles. I don't know. It's so hard coming up with
Clocking In Podcast. If you have any podcast ideas, please send them over to me. Otherwise, it's just going to be the Nurse Blake Podcast forever.
That could be like a running joke. That's just like the working title.
Are you excited to be on the podcast?
I'm really excited. I don't normally do things like this. So this is definitely me getting outside of my comfort zone, which I'm really excited about.
You actually have a really good voice. Like, I've always thought your voice would be perfect for the radio or like impressions.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I was a kid, I was pretty goofy as a kid.
You're still goofy now. No, I think you have a great voice. I think it's perfect.
Oh, well, thanks. Well, I'm really excited, like I said, to be here. And I think this is really cool. It's definitely something you've wanted to do for a long time. And I've typically been sort of behind the scenes, you know, helping you and supporting you as best I can. And since it's a pandemic, and we've been quarantined together for like a year, I think it's great. I'm excited.
Yeah, I think it's really fun. And I love that the perspective is you're not a nurse.
No.
You've never worked in healthcare, but we've been together for 10 years and you kind of know nursing and nursing school through me and my story. So I think the topics that we share and talk about, it'll be interesting to have it from my perspective as a nurse and your perspective as...
Dating a nurse?
Yeah, just being with a nurse but not being in healthcare.
So I've been through, let's see, nursing school with you.
Yeah.
Night shift with you.
Yeah.
Transitioning to different units with you. I've been to a lot of nurse happy hours with you, and
y'all are
so much fun.
They are so much fun. Lucky for you, get to hang out with nurses.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
So I think people want to know a little bit about us, and how long we've been together, and how when we got married, and kind of everything. So that's what this podcast is. It's about nursing, and it's about life. And I'm sure that as the podcast grows and expands, and depending on what the audience wants, we will kind of take it there. But everything is kind of, you could talk about whatever we want to talk about and just have fun.
Yeah, I don't think do we have an agenda?
We don't have an agenda. We don't have rules. You do have makeup on because we're filming this
for YouTube. That was so weird. Getting makeup. I don't even moisturize my face, which my gosh. I know.
You have to moisturize your face. You have to take care of your skin.
Like, if I'm going to be outside all day, I'll spray myself with sunblock, and that's about it. So it was really weird. It was like a foundation and then a powder.
So
and
pretty.
A concealer.
You look stunning.
Thank you.
You look so young.
Well, they told me I need to dull my shine and bring out my glow.
I am always oily because I moisturize like so much. And Brett's always like, are you sweating? I'm like, no, like it's just my moisturizer. Like I never had good skin growing up. Like I had really bad acne. And now that I'm hitting my 30s, I make sure to care for my skin. So using an SPF moisturizer, something that's really important to me. But Brett's just not used to the very like dewy glow look. That I love to have.
Well, yeah. I mean, I grew up, I was fortunate. I always had clear skin, but I feel like that's going to come back to haunt me because then I never really used anything.
He's never got a pimple. Like, he doesn't really do skincare, but he's never got a pimple. You're so lucky.
It's a gift.
You're so lucky.
It's a gift.
Well, tell everyone where you're from.
Oh, so originally I'm from Detroit. Was born there, moved to Florida when I was about 12. So I say that I'm from Florida just because the majority of my adolescence was me growing up in little, sleepy Vero Beach, Florida, which is like a retirement community. It's kind of like the haves and have-nots. You know, you've got the island side, which is like super well off and super fancy. And then you've got the mainland side. And actually,
that's where your family lives.
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
The mainland side.
So, yeah. So I grew up there. I played tennis as a kid. That's pretty much all I did. And I loved it. In fact, you just saw me play tennis for the first time.
For the first time. Like, we've been together 10 years. I've never seen him play tennis. And you have a little more to share about your tennis journey. You didn't just play it growing up. Like, you played, like, on the tour. Like, you had a really fast serve. Like, you broke a record.
Yeah. So, so I was a growing up, I played in the junior USTA divisions, and really love, I mean, literally tennis was my life. And I grew up with a lot of players that ended up going on to be top
like
in
who?
The world, like Marty Fish and Andy Roddick and some of those guys.
I don't know any of these people.
And in fact, there were a core of us that actually came from Little Vera Beach. And so growing up, that was a lot of fun. But when I was 15, 16, I ended up having some severe health problems. And I was in now the hospital for about a year and a half and had to quit, unfortunately. So my journey picked back up when I was about 21. I decided I was finally healthy again, and I decided to go out and play the tour on my own accord, even though I knew it would never really turn into something. I just, that's all I wanted to do growing up. And so I spent about a year and a half of my life just traveling, playing tennis, and it was a really awesome experience. I had a big serve. That was kind of like my claim to fame. I never really won any big tournaments, but
it was
I always
fast,
had the fastest
though.
Serve.
Like, it was so. What?
I hit 149 miles.
Like,
an
that
hour.
Was like the fastest serve at the time.
At the time, that was, yep, that was the
wow.
fastest.
Wow. Look at my husband being like a pro tennis player with the fastest serve. I didn't know I was married an athlete.
Well, so I hadn't played for 15 years, and I just picked it up like a month ago. I was over the pandemic. I was just like, I need to get out
it, like,
and do something.
Like, tennis runs in your family. And your yeah. grandfather. He has played tennis up until his 90s.
Yeah, like I think he quit about 2 years ago at 91. He now unfortunately has dementia, but so I guess he could probably keep playing. He just wouldn't know what the score was.
Aw, he's so cute. Guy. But what's so cute is they're like reverse snowbirds. So typically they go out and they ski in their 90s. Like he, what's it called when you're a trail? Like he doesn't downhill ski, but... Cross-country skis?
Oh, yeah, he cross-country skis.
In the winter, yeah. like 100 days
it's
in the
crazy.
Snow. And then they'll come back to Florida and he'll play tennis like
in
the dead of heat
summer,
in the summer.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I grew up just playing a lot of sports. And then 10 years ago, I was living in Orlando. Yeah. And I met you.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been over 10 years now.
We met online.
All right, it's not romantic, but we met online,
yeah. And I was like, who is this tall, handsome man? And
it was me.
That was it. Then I like moved in 3 months later.
Yeah, it's a 10-year stand.
Yeah,
I'd like to say.
It's amazing. Yeah. I love it. I can't believe we've been together so long, 10 years.
Yep, and then coming up on our 5-year wedding anniversary.
Yeah, we got married in 2016. Yeah, yes. Right after the Supreme Court ruling,
yep.
like we got married, which is really cool and special. So Brett and I, at that time, I was working in healthcare. I can't remember if I was working as a patient transporter or in surgery at the time, but I remember. Yeah. So I was working in healthcare at the large hospital systems here in Orlando. And I was also, I had got a job at Disney at the Magic Kingdom. And I remember... Because I went to audition to work at Disney, and for the role I wanted, you had to audition. And I remember not telling Brett that I was auditioning until I ended up getting the role, and he was like super surprised.
You came home, and you're like, oh my God, I got the role. I'm going to be such and such at Disney. And I'm like, when did you go to Disney?
I was like, oh, I went to go audition because I didn't think I was going to get it. But it was so cool and exciting to be able
it's
to like
so
work at Disney. Also work in the hospital because at that time I was doing my prereqs to enter nursing school and you were working as a sales rep in lighting at the time.
Yeah, I spent almost a decade in lighting.
Working at Home Depot?
No, in the lighting section? Commercial lighting. So it's not really interesting, but basically I worked with architects.
But you lit like hospitals and stuff and schools?
Did.
Which is cool.
I got to work on all sorts of cool projects. NASA and Disney and really big healthcare facilities, skyscrapers.
Healthcare lighting is interesting because that is some of the worst lighting ever. Yeah. I don't know why it's so bad.
And it's so important. I mean, we did so much work on circadian rhythm, you know, making sure that there was proper night lighting, amber LED for night lighting so that the nurses could actually work without waking the patients. And then blue light therapy, which is so important, especially up north and in the Pacific Northwest. We did all sorts of we did children's hospitals where we had color changing and we gave the kids controls. We did all sorts of stuff, but the nurses' stations.
Try taking a good selfie at a nurses' station. Good luck. Like, those are going to be some of your worst pictures, heavily filtered. You're not putting that in your Tinder profile. I know that right now.
Probably not.
It is the worst lighting.
It's really bad.
And something that, like you said, like, it's research, it's evidence based, it helps not only the staff, the healthcare team, but also patients. And to, for it be like the last line item.
Yeah. Yeah. I was always really surprised. I mean, lighting is the first thing to get what we used to call value engineered out of a project. So if a project's over budget, first thing they usually cut is the lighting, unfortunately.
Nurses and then the lighting. Lighting and then the nurses. But so that was at that time. So I remember just doing my prereqs. I was working. We were getting to know each other a little bit and hanging out. And then one day I just like moved right in. And you were living in a little studio apartment in Orlando near Lake Eola. And
I thought I was so cool.
I thought you were so cool. Man. I'm like, look at this living man. He has his life together. He's got his own place. He's got a car. He's got a good job. You just like swept me off my feet. I don't know what it was.
Wow.
I'm so happy I did. You were a salesman and you done sold me.
Mm-hmm.
You sold me. I got trapped.
No, I was working on and off the clock.
I'm so happy I found you. Did you ever picture yourself dating or marrying a nurse, or is that like...
Well, no. Well, I never really thought about profession when it comes to like who I'm with. But you at the time were not really... I mean, the word nurse never really came up. You know, I didn't know what your aspirations were. You know, at the time it was like Disney, and so no, it never even crossed my mind. But there were certainly challenges to dating. I think both in nursing school and you as a nurse, and I found that my role as your partner was always to support you through your journey, through your nursing journey.
No matter how crazy it got.
Yeah, I mean, because. It was challenging. I think the most challenging, nursing school was tough just because you also were working a lot, which was unusual.
I was. So when I got into nursing school, I was working at Disney. I was also working part-time night shift as a tech. I had moved from working in surgery to as a tech and going to nursing school and then trying to date you.
But that's a full-time job right there.
Uh-huh. So fun, though. But I was busy. I was definitely busy.
Yeah, you were really busy. And nursing school, what was so cool about nursing school, at least in your case, was you had such a great cohort of other people going through that journey with you.
Yeah.
You guys seemed to like pass and fail exams together. And you also got involved in other organizations. I don't know how you found the time.
Oh yeah. I was president of the Florida Nursing Students Association. Yep. We started a project like BAMP for Life together, and I was busy, but I loved it. Like, I love doing multiple different things. I love doing projects, obviously, with you, but it's definitely been a journey. I remember, I think we're jumping ahead a little bit, before I got into nursing school or started nursing school, Brett and I lived in a fifth wheel RV.
Yep.
So what happened was we started dating. He sold me on him. And then one day he's like, I'm going to quit my job. Get rid of my car. I'm going to get a truck. I'm going to get a fifth wheel RV and travel the country.
That's right.
And I'm like, how are you going to make money? And at that time, one of your big hobbies were photography. And you were photography. Why can't I say that?
Taking pictures.
He loved taking pictures. And man, his pictures are beautiful. So you were a really good photographer and are a really good photographer, but not taking pictures of people, taking pictures of landscapes. I don't think I'd let you take a picture of me, babe. I love you so much, but I'm so picky.
You won't let me photograph you?
No, I'm so picky.
That's fine. So, growing up, I traveled a lot and was fortunate enough to really fall in love with landscape photography. And at the time, it was sort of pre-Instagram, everybody's a landscape photographer. So it was...
Because anyone with a phone.
Nowadays, it's incredible. Yeah. But, you know, I specialized in long exposure landscape photographs and really enjoyed it. And I was fortunate enough to have the opportunity to open up a little gallery in downtown Orlando while I was working as a salesman. And I just got the bug. We ended up opening a few other galleries. I had one in Vero Beach and I had one in Utah, like permanent Brett Donley galleries. And so I was doing that kind of part-time on the side, and I realized that that was like such an amazing opportunity to go explore. I'd been doing sales in Orlando for actually 5 years to the day when I quit. And so I looked at Blake, who we'd only been dating how long?
Not long.
9 months, six months, something like that. And I said, hey, listen, I got this crazy idea. What would you say if I quit my job, got out of this lease? Although I think my lease was ending.
We always break our leases. That's
sold
so
my car and bought an, at the time, I think I said RV. I didn't say a fifth wheel trailer. And we just traveled the country. And by the way, I got into these really high-end art shows.
To so make money.
That'll pay for it.
Right. So what we did is we packed up our fifth wheel. At that time, we had our dog, Nala. Aww. And she was a rescue, a pit bull boxer mix. And she traveled with us. And it was so much fun. We did all these little art shows around the country. We started in Florida. And we went all the way up to Seattle and kind of came back. And it was so much fun. I remember like setting up the tent with you, hanging up all the pictures, trying to, you know, sell your art.
We did Aspen and Beaver Creek and Virginia. We did several in Florida, Park City, Utah.
It was so much fun.
And we were out there for almost a year.
Yeah.
We went to all these national parks.
I had to keep flying back home to go to my mandatory nursing school orientations, where I got my ugly nursing school uniform, which is god-awful. But I remember like coming home to do those orientations before nursing school started. Yeah. And the way we ended it is like right when I officially started nursing school, like we were back in Orlando full-time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
And we didn't have anywhere to live in Orlando, so we were like living out of the fifth wheel and trailer parks
for like
around here.
2 months trying to figure out, now what do?
We were staying up in Sanford and then by Narcoosi, like by the airport.
Oh my
we thought
gosh.
It was so cool because that RV park was on the lake. We're
it
like,
was
that's
a
so
fancy
pretty.
RV park.
I would do it again.
Yeah.
I had so much fun traveling, and I think that's what led us to our next venture. Like, after I had finished and completed nursing school here in Orlando, we decided to move to Greenville, South Carolina, and that was kind of our first start, like permanently moving and living in a different state.
Yeah.
Because both of us, I'm from Orlando, Florida. Like, I know most of my family members are like from here, have never moved out, will never move out. And I'm so lucky to be able to get that experience with you, just like traveling the country.
Let's see. So we were in Greenville for just under a year.
Yep. Which is stunning. If you've never been to Greenville, it's beautiful. And that's where I got my first nursing job on the night shift.
Yep.
And then we moved to Houston, Texas,
yep.
which is a lot of fun. I loved Houston. That's where we got our first
awesome
house.
City.
That's where you got your pilot's license. Yep.
The people in Houston are just so amazing.
Yeah.
Really
you got your
it.
Pilot's license?
Oh, yeah,
there?
I got my pilot's license. Yeah, we bought a little plane.
So
that was fun.
The RV photography, that was only one of the first crazy things that we've done
together.
Yeah,
we do a lot of crazy things.
The second one was you getting your pilot's license, and we got like a small little tiny airplane. Yeah. And I remember just like flying with you everywhere, which is so fun. And then Houston, y'all, it is so hot in Houston. Like, we were there
it's
2 years. It is hot.
It's hot.
And the weather's kind of wild. I can't believe they had snow there.
Yeah, just recently.
Yeah. And then we moved to Seattle, Washington, which is beautiful.
So gorgeous.
Oh my gosh, the mountains and the water. We were living right downtown, South Lake Union.
Right in like Amazon's headquarters, which was so
really,
cool.
Really, really cool. And that's where the seaplanes.
Yeah.
Which is so cool. And we would go to Canada and Vancouver.
It was amazing. I really miss Seattle. I do not miss the winters.
In Seattle?
Oh my gosh. What's that?
This is our next segment. But before we get into this, we're going to do our first ad.
Oh.
At our podcast, we actually film our podcast in the NurseCon office here in Orlando. And this episode is sponsored by my merch.
Wow.
Nurse Blake merch. So I've been designing this. I've been designing these for the past few months, and I'm so excited. This is a t-shirt. Can you pick up my shift? I love it. Super comfy. Feel that.
Yeah, no, you've really upped it. Like the quality of your new merch is
so comfy.
Amazing.
And then this is the Florence Nightingale pledge. Florence Nightingale is my girl. She's the queen of nursing. And it actually says on the back, the original Nightingale pledge that most nurses say, nursing students say when they graduate. You know, my school, we didn't get that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
We didn't get to say
the
pledge or anything.
Yeah. You didn't even get a...
The ceremony.
Pinning ceremony.
No, that's what it... Yeah. Typically at pinning ceremony, you say the Nightingale pledge. But our school didn't.
Budget cuts.
Oh my gosh, it still makes me
so
mad.
So this is a zip-up hoodie, which
this
I think,
is a zip-up hoodie, which is
hoodie,
so cute. That's the first one I've ever had. So. And then the shirt, I have a cool night shift nurse shirt, which is super fun.
It's really right slick.
For all the amazing night shift nurses
show the back
out there.
It's super cool.
So fun. And you could buy my merch on nurseblake.com. And then, of course, my favorite hoodie, my nurse tie-dye hoodie, which is my fave. Sponsored
great,
by.
Great job, baby.
Thank you. NurseBlake.com. You can get my merch. And if you're a NurseCon member, you get 20% off my merch.
Fun.
And then also what we're doing every episode is either a shout out, a question, or a crazy nursing story. And you could submit those on my website at NurseBlake.com if you go to podcast. And we have our first shout out.
Oh, fun.
This is from Miranda, and she is shouting out to her Aunt Katie Bell, who is an awesome NICU nurse. And she said she's such an amazing aunt and nurse. So NICU nurse, Katie Bell, keep being awesome.
That's awesome.
Another first shout out. So if you want a shout out or to shout out someone else, you could do that on my website. Or
very
say it
cool.
during the podcast.
I love that. This is so fun.
I love it. So this is going to be our very first game of the podcast.
Okay. So we have a little
basket
bucket.
Target $5.
Nice.
Love it. It's
what a steal.
I'm obsessed with it. I love Target. And we have questions in here, like relationship questions.
Okay.
And you'll pull one out and you'll ask it and we'll both kind of answer.
Oh, fun.
And then I'll go next.
Oh, cool. All right. Ooh, here's the first one. First question, Starbucks or Dunkin'? Yeah, that's such an easy one for you.
Starbucks.
Starbucks. Okay. Definitely Starbucks for me too.
Let me tell you, if Dunkin' has my donut in stock, I'm all about Dunkin' Donuts for donuts. But when it comes to beverages and drinks, it's definitely Starbucks.
So my favorite donut is just a good old fashioned cinnamon and sugar, not the cake donut, like the regular, I don't know what. The non-cake donut. What do you call those?
I don't like. I always get that
the softer
confused.
One. Anyways, that's my favorite donut. Dunkin' never has them.
Never. Always out.
That's my only.
You never know what
my
you're
only complaint.
Get.
But you people love Dunkin', so I'm not going to bash
I love
on them,
Dunkin'.
I love it when they got what I want.
What is your favorite beverage?
Oh,
your favorite beverage. You have a few. Your go-to, like, safe one is, like, unsweet tea, but you also like Celsius energy drinks.
Celsius is my jam. I don't drink anymore, so my only vice is energy drinks.
It could be non-alcoholic.
Yeah. No, I know, but, I'm just saying it's probably not great for me because I drink, like, three of them a day, but
Celsius
is so freaking good. Although it's, like, 200 milligrams caffeine, which is, like,
that's a lot. I can't. I could
coffee.
Do. I could only do one cup of coffee in the morning. I drink cold brew, high brew. It's like from a coffee company out of Austin.
They're
and I love
cute.
It. I have one of those every morning. I can't do two or my heart will be racing.
How do you usually get that in the morning?
You give it to me. He like mixes it up and I love it. It's awesome.
I love it. All right. Here we go. Do you have any tattoos?
No, but I want one so bad. I was supposed to get one before pandemic started, and I was so excited. My appointment was in like 3 days, and the tattoo artist is like, so what design do you want? And I'm like, I still don't know, and I had it booked for like 6 months out. So if you have any ideas on design or inspiration, I know I want to get something fine line, something really cute, but I don't know what design or where I want it.
Yeah, I don't have any either. It would be so hard for me to commit to like one design.
Is it gonna hurt?
Yeah, probably.
You in pain.
Oh, I have a. I have such a low pain tolerance.
My experience as a nurse has been in trauma or critical care, working in the ICU. So when someone's sick, you have to be like sick, sick. If you're not bleeding out,
yeah,
I don't know what we're. You know,
so usually when I'm sick, I'm like, oh my God, this is so awesome. I'm married to a nurse. Like, I'm going to be cared for. Scale of 1 to 10, what's your pain? Oh, it's a 6, you'll be fine.
Sorry. I love it. I know all the other critical care nurses out there are probably
I'm sure
the
they
same.
Know, because I've talked to a bunch of spouses of nurses that take care of like really sick people.
You got
to
be really
sick. You got to be really sick for you to.
Yeah. I don't care. Do colds. Are you a morning person or a night person?
I am definitely a morning person.
He's been getting up so early. I know we're all messed up because the time change, but you'll get up at like 5 o'clock and he'll just wake up, no timer or nothing. I'm definitely more of a night person, and that's just from my whole life. Like, even in nursing school, I just remember being up studying until like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So I like the nights and working on night shift and stuff. Like,
you
I'm
love
just
night
a
shift.
I'm just a night person.
Yeah. No, you really enjoyed night shift.
I'm a night person. Cool, your turn.
Okay. Let's see. Ooh, hot or cold showers?
Hot. I like that water, like hot tub water on my body. I like the steam, everything.
I like cold. Although, you know, I'm finding that I'm taking hotter showers as I get older.
You act like you're getting so old.
No, I'm getting old. Everybody's getting older every day. But I'm just saying, like, I used to take freezing cold showers,
really?
Like ice baths in the morning. I don't know why, but like, I'm getting a little more. You would still think they're cold.
I like hot, hot, hot.
Yeah,
water.
You like it really hot.
What's your biggest cooking disaster?
My biggest cooking disaster.
So I remember I have so many. One time I wanted to be super cute for Valentine's Day and cook Brett pancakes because that's his favorite food with like cinnamon sugar on it.
That is my favorite.
And I know his mom used to like cook him those. And I was working at Disney at the time, so I had to be in nursing school. I was still trying to impress you. And I remember I'm like, I'm going to make him pancakes, Mickey Mouse pancakes. And it looked
it was
like
rubber.
Okay. You don't have to like, you could just say, yeah, they weren't good.
Yeah.
Like,
they weren't great.
But did they taste good?
I didn't even try them.
They
I
were
don't even
awful.
Think you could cut them.
I am not a cook. I can't.
It was so cute though.
Oh, thank you. What?
I love it when you cook.
What's your...
You know, I can't really think. Maybe I burned a steak once.
Yeah, a lot of times, yes. We've thrown some of your food out before, for sure.
Yeah.
I can't remember, but I
know. We used to make pizza lasagna all the time.
Yum.
And for some reason, every third time we'd make it, it would just come out horrible.
Yeah.
And it's the most basic thing. It's like pasta sauce, and pepperoni, and you bake it.
Maybe you need to cook more.
Maybe I need to cook more.
We don't like cooking.
No. Okay, so what sports did you play in high school?
Ooh, so I played volleyball. I forget what position I was in, but I played volleyball.
Oh, that's fun. So I played tennis until my junior year. I quit because of my health issues. But yeah, I played tennis. It was fun.
Volleyball.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Do you remember this, AIM? AIM chat?
Oh, AIM. Yeah.
What was your AIM screen name?
Oh, my gosh. Mine, I hope this can't be looked up.
I was in Florida, like, because growing up, and I was like, I maybe surfed once or twice, but my screen name was like Florida Surfer Boy, like B-O-I.
I was Fun Florida Boy, I think.
Oh, my
B-O-I.
God. That was like the thing, like Florida Boy.
Yep, Fun Florida Boy.
I was Surfer Boy.
Oh, gosh.
So bad. I think there were numbers after it.
That was rough.
Yeah. Good times.
Wow.
I miss it.
Okay. One more?
Yeah. One more.
All right.
Last one.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh, my favorite movie?
Yeah.
Bridesmaids.
Oh, that's a good one.
They should make a second one.
They really should.
They should make a second one.
Are they making a second one?
I don't know, but they should.
Yeah. I think I had a dream about
good
that.
Movie,
that
good movie.
That is a great movie. I have
Funny.
Two. They're kind of polar opposites of each other, but they're tied for first. It's Lion King.
Oh, classic.
And The Predator. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Very different.
Very different. I watched that with my grandfather growing up.
Very
all the
different.
Time, so.
Well, that's it. Thank
that
you so much.
Fun.
That was our
like
first
that.
Episode of the podcast. We don't have a name for it. The Nurse Blake Podcast. Thank you all so much for listening and watching.
This was so fun. What's
so
the...
much fun.
Do you know what we're going to talk about next episode?
Oh, next episode, we're going to talk about the state of nursing. So with everything that's kind of gone on in nursing and with the pandemic, we're going to talk about our thoughts on the current state of nursing and what future path looks like.
Awesome. Well, let's hopefully get some people to give some submissions.
For sure. So if you want to share a story, ask a question, give a shout out, or put your input in the state of nursing, you could do that on my website at nurseblake.com and just go to podcast.
I love it. This is so fun. Thank you again for inviting me.
You're here for season one, so I don't know how long that is, but you're here till season one ends.
I'll take it. This is great.
All right. Thank you all so much for watching. Don't forget, if you're watching on YouTube, to subscribe to my channel so you could see more. And also, you could download this podcast wherever podcasts are played, right?
I hope so.
Perfect. Awesome. Sure. And it will be every week. Thank you all so much for watching. Have a great day.
Bye.